The Lord be with you.
And with you.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do not know him. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father. That will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, If I've been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do. I will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate two of the apostles, Philip and James, and I'd like to talk a little bit about Philip and one quality that we can try to admire and imitate in him. Philip was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and he brought others to Jesus. He brought his friend Nathanael to Jesus, saying that he had found the one about whom Moses had written. Some years later, Philip arranged with Andrew to have a group of Greek Gentiles brought to Jesus. So if we are followers of Christ, we're baptized, and we are confirmed, that it's up to us to, like Philip, bring people to Jesus, bring people to the church. That should be our prayer today. Pope Francis is very insistent upon this, that we are also called to be missionaries. All of us. From baptism, confirmation, we are called to be missionaries. So look at your social network. Take a couple of steps back and see, who are the people that God has placed in your path or in your charge? First and foremost, most of you people here our parents, you have children, some of you have grandchildren. Okay, ask yourselves, in honor of this great saint who is bringing his friend to Jesus, bringing the Greeks to Jesus, what can you do to bring your family members to Christ? You should be constantly asking yourselves that. What can you do? Some of you may be thinking, well, I've got family members that are very, very resistant to Catholicism. Or maybe they're not resistant, but they're simply apathetic. They could really care less. They don't have any enthusiasm. They're spiritual deadbeats. They have no fire. They have no enthusiasm. Maybe they believe, but they could care less. Well, should we just throw the towel in and say, well, that's the way the cookie crumbles? I don't think so. Now, your children, they're souls to be saved. I mean, God has put them in your path. If you cannot convert them by word of mouth, at least you can pray for them. And you can offer your communion for them. You can offer masses for them. You can offer sacrifices for them. You can offer maybe fastings for them. We can all do something to try to bring people back to God, starting with our own family members. That's important. And that I really admire with Philip, because he was really enthusiastic about knowing Christ. And if we really have found a treasure, the treasure of infinite value, we should be enthusiastic in wanting to share that with others. If you have faith, live out your faith by sharing your faith with others. No doubt, one of the best ways for you to grow in your faith is to share your faith with others. Now, you probably notice that I did not come out in the typical color for Easter, which is white. But I came out with a red chasuble. The reason being is that these apostles, Philip and James, as well as all of the apostles, except one, died by shedding their blood for Christ. We don't know too much about the apostles. According to tradition, this is St. James the Less, not the brother of John, St. James the Less, who became the first bishop of Jerusalem. And like the saint that you heard yesterday, St. Stephen, according to tradition, St. James was stoned to death. St. James the Great was decapitated. He was killed by the sword. What you might do today in honor of St. James the Less is read what is, according to tradition, a letter that he wrote. You probably heard of the letter of St. James and those five chapters. If there's any chapter I think that we should all read and become very much cognizant of the content, there's only five chapters. James chapter 3. It's the best chapter in the Bible, I believe, on the sins of the tongue. Great chapter. The sins of the tongue. You'll read it, you'll probably feel convicted to want to go to confession. Probably. Great chapter. He says we should be slow to speak and quick to listen. He says that we're capable of taming almost any animal on earth. Taming animals. Remember when I was in New York as a child, I once went to Barnum Bailey's Three Ring Circus in New York City. I remember them walking on the trapeze artist walking on the court. I remember seeing a Volkswagen in which 12 clowns came out of one Volkswagen. I couldn't believe it, no? But what I remember most, and this was probably about 52 years ago, I have a pretty good memory, is I remember bears. These big, fat bears were driving motorcycles around in the middle of a rink. They thought that they're driving motorcycles better than Californians drive cars on the freeways. It's not saying too much, but the fact that they were able to drive these motorcycles. How we can train animals to do anything, but we can't tame this little thing in between our two set of teeth, which we call the tongue. Read it. St. James is a very practical writer. Also, one of my favorite verses from St. James is the St. James chapter 5, the last three verses. And he says this, Elijah was like most of us, but he was fervent. He said when Elijah prayed, there was a drought. And he prayed fervently, and as a result of the drought, the rains came down from heaven. When Elijah prayed again, the rain stopped. That means if you are a prayer warrior, you can determine whether it's going to rain or not rain. You can determine the weather condition if you are a man and woman of prayer. That's incredible. You read in St. Faustina, God had decided to chastise Poland. But because of one person, Jesus decided, I will not chastise Poland. The power of prayer. When Moses lifted up his arms, remember that passage in Exodus? The Israelites would defeat the Amalekites. When Moses' arms started to droop, the Amalekites would defeat the Jews. It all depended upon one condition. Deep union with God in prayer. Isn't that why we're here coming to Mass every morning at 8 o'clock? Isn't that the reason why we're here? We're here because we want to learn how to pray better. So those are the messages today. In honor of Saint Philip, we want to bring other people to Christ in the Catholic Church, starting with our family members. In honor of Saint James, we could read his letter in the challenging chapter on the sins of the tongue and pray that, like Elijah, that we'll be prayer warriors. Through our prayers, we'll be able to bring many souls to the heart of Christ. Mary, Queen of the Apostles, pray for us. Amen.